from you. It does not entitle you to politeness from us. Community radio should empower the most disenfranchised to make their voices heard, and you can't do that when your finger is hovering over the mute button. I urge you to work towards a strong network of allies, helping each other survive, and not selfish elitist separatism. Thank you.
Somebody's in mute.
Where's our moderator?
Whoops.
Carol, you're muted.
Oh, call in user one.
I think that's me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, my name's Steve. I just wanted to call and thank KPFA staff for their efforts in these trying times. I think there's way too much criticism of the station and its staff. I think they do a lot of work that doesn't get recognized. Some of that's our fault. I think the board should take a minute at every one of these meetings to recognize their efforts. It would seem at least that we could do, you know, especially to counter the long-distance carping and trolling they endure. We should at least let them know we appreciate their efforts. You know, the station is staffed by people and members that are all human. And we should remember that. So I had a issue recently, and I contacted the station, and the staff got back to me promptly, and they worked with me to clarify my concern and to address the matter. I would specifically like to thank Kevin and David for their attention and help. Working together, we could do a lot. And in this case, I think we did. So again, thank you. In regards to some of the negative comments from board members, I have a clip of a radio broadcast from KPFK I'd like to share at this time. Sorry, I got that wrong. Thank you, we're done.
Okay, thank you. Mara, go ahead.
She's muted. She's muted.
Mara, you're muted. Please go ahead. You have 2 minutes. Okay, I will go.
Okay, there, I got it now. Okay, so let's see. I wanted to say last time at our last meeting, our December meeting, I tried to complete a comment, but I was muted. And the reasons given were that my comments were not promoting unity, that while I was not identifying people that I was talking about by name, still they could be identified by the description of them, which I feel is a real stretch. All allegations must be proved, I was told, and I tried to say that how could you do this in 2 minutes, but I was already muted. Anyway, the effect of these requirements was detrimental to my delivery into democracy at KPFA, where we have a particular time for public comments. And a person who followed me mentioned many more problems like this with the public comments, which made them undemocratic. As far as unity, I would like to say that free discussion and controversy are needed. They are the essence of democracy. And I dispute the behavior and objectives of the faction and majority now. And so I was criticizing them rather than expressing unity with them. I'm 86 years old, and I have been a supporting member of KPFA since around 1960. And I have observed that, there's a of force and KPFA, which does not accept democratic governance, which we were granted with around 2003 after a crisis. There's been much.
Okay, that's fine. This time. Carol, I think you're muted.
Pam, I'm sorry. Please unmute, and you have 2 minutes, Pam.
Okay, I'm just going to read something very quickly. I'm a longtime sustaining supporter of KPFA, and at this point I'm beyond angry at Pacifica National Leadership's poor performance of its fiduciary responsibility, such that my funding and my volunteer efforts to maintain the programming that I care about have been squandered and mismanaged. I first learned about the fiasco at WBAI in 2018, at which time these financial problems had already been going on for over 10 years. I wrote a very strong letter to the National Board urging them to take immediate steps to acknowledge their poor management decisions and get professional help to fix the problem before they destroyed the whole Pacifica network. Not only have the financial problems not improved, it's pretty clear that they've gotten worse. I know that KPFA supporters' efforts to preserve our programming through both democratic and legal processes have not been successful in protecting the station's resources. So if our local managers and producers have the will and the capacity to run KPFA independently, and if they are able to detach KPFA from Pacifica while preserving the station's assets, I feel this might be the only step left to ensure our survival as an independent public information media resource. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Thomas Moran. Thomas, you have 2 minutes. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for letting me speak again, Carol. I appreciate that. I want to urge, especially in light of everything we've heard here, that we take the approach that a solution cannot be crafted by a group of people that put forth a set of bylaw changes or propose a lawsuit or come up with a set of actions on a board agenda. This is bigger than that, and it echoes a problem that really needed to reach out to the listeners themselves and to get a sense of the direction that the listenership, which is truly the lifeblood behind the station, to give us direction. There was such direction that came out of the 1995 forums. We clearly established that we were not just a justice station because of our public affairs, but because we valued the art and the music. All of that came loud and clear out of listening to the voice of the listeners. And if we manage to do that again, and if we get a voice of the listeners about this particular crisis, some answer will come about. Some answer will come about. And to try to craft the answer in the privacy of a group of 20 people is not the right thing. We need to reach out beyond. Thank you. Yes, I spoke previously. Thank you.
Go to call-in user number 2. Call-in user number 2, please unmute.
Me again?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Here's that clip.
We can't hear it.
We can't hear it.
We cannot hear it. I'm going to go ahead to Carlos Cohan. Carlos, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I already spoke, but I'm going to try to be. I ran out of time before. I like the idea from Thomas Moran about the forums. Maybe Thomas, if I can help understand a bit better and help, I'd be happy to do that. What I meant to say was, whatever the problem is, it is clear that KPFA LSB, or at least the majority of the LSB, cannot seem to work with the PNB. I don't understand why. I do see that Pacifica has been losing money for over 10 years. We are going down. We are going down fast. And I'm very, very concerned about that. And because the PNB doesn't seem to open itself to other LSBs, to other ideas, to get professional help, they keep doing what they've been doing and are expecting a different outcome. And we all know that's the definition of madness. And I'm worried that the whole network is going to go down. And I'm not the only one. I know many KPFA listeners who are. So I'm all about solidarity. I would have, if this had started last year, I would say, let's wait a few years. Let's help WBAI. But it's clear that they are not changing. They are keep losing money and they are dragging the whole network with them. So please, my suggestion is we need to find independent ways for KPFA. Unless the PNB opens up, we can work together and we can find common solutions. If not, we need to go our own way. That was my point before. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. We have time for just one more speaker. Go ahead, Susan Scott.
Hi, thanks for taking me again. Sorry, I got a call while I was speaking before, and I forgot to ask what it, you know, if anybody is doing kind of the analysis of Mark's idea of monetizing basically KPFA multimedia programming versus how is that going to affect the listener responses and the donations? And I just feel like I hate the term monetizing. So I really would like to see, you know, how we can keep the listeners, long-time listeners to keep donating, even when the basic plan is to monetize programs. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Really, this is such a wonderful organization. And I'm really sorry that there aren't more people on this call, but I really appreciate Carol and Sharon and everybody who does so much work. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who has spoken. The time for public comments is over now. I would like to take, in closing, a few minutes to respond to a couple of the questions that were raised. And I want to ask Mark Van Landwet, could you respond, please? If you can unmute Mark and respond to the question from Susan Scott about monetizing of KPFA's on other platforms.
Please unmute.
Please unmute, Mark, if you are there and able to respond. Sharon, are you able to respond to that question?
Well, I don't know exactly what Mark would have said, but the way YouTube works is you're monetized according through YouTube. So if you have a certain number of listeners, then you get monetized. Yes, there is the issue that YouTube does play ads, you know, so that's part of how they do it on their end. But I believe the concept, but that's independent from the content creator producing what they produce. So I believe that's how the monetization would work on YouTube. And then also on YouTube and on Rumble, I don't know on other platforms, you can do direct paid chats. You can do paid live chats to directly during the programs that go, a certain percentage goes to the program and a certain percentage, of course, goes to YouTube. That's what I know.
Thank you, Sharon. And I wanted to respond to a question about, is there this one of the, issues that many donors raised in response to the discussion about the levy of the $300,000 from KPFA's accounts, is many people ask, is there a way for people to donate to KPFA as a separate entity? Because KPFA staff persons raise money saying, you know, donate to KPFA. So that question has been looked at very carefully. And one of the big issues with that is that if people were even to create a restricted fund, that money can still be taken by Pacifica's creditors. So, because it's still under Pacifica. So, and in fact, I believe, Sharon, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but I believe the money that was taken, from the KPFA came out of restricted funds. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So at this point, there is not a way, there is not, a vessel, which is capable of taking money at this time, and to guarantee that it would.
I would like to state a point of order here, please.
KPFA. We are now, go ahead, state your point, please.
Yeah, I think it's highly inappropriate for the chair, to be giving any kind of instructions to potential donors about how they may, or what the impossibility is of supposed impossibility is of being able to donate specifically to KPFA. Unfortunately, I received a letter from KPFA protectors, and a very similar letter from something under the terms called KPFA management team, which gave listeners the possibility of contacting the then secretary as well as the.
This is not a point of order.
It is. It is a point of order.
Okay. Your point of order is not well taken.
I am challenging the decision of the chair regarding this because you are giving information that is.
I am presenting a challenge to this. Please go ahead.
It's moved to appeal from the decision of the chair.
It's moved to appeal the decision of the chair. So, Aki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead with the roll call, please.
Okay.
In favor of the chair's decision, vote in the affirmative. Those opposed, say no.
There should be a presentation.
Who vote in favor of the chair?
The pro and cons needs to be presented. Isn't allowed to have pro and cons presented?
This has to do with the rules of speaking. It's undebatable.
We will now vote.
Okay. Daniel Volkson. Daniel. Okay. Donna Carter. Donna. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Okay. Brian Crowell. Brian. Okay. Fred Dazos. Fred.
I vote in favor of the chair.
Okay, so yes, all right. Donald Gomaka?
I vote in favor of the chair.
Okay, yes. Leslie Howard? Leslie? Okay. Zach? Claudia?
The chair.
Okay. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Kimura is yes, okay. James McCracken?
No.
James is no. Okay. Elizabeth Miros?
No.
Okay, this is no. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene is yes. Is Kristen joined the meeting yet? Okay. Frank Sturing? Frank?
Can someone clarify what this is? Hey, Frank.
Oh, jeez.
I was not being able to hear. I told you I was in a public place. It was kind of rough to hear.
Okay.
There is a motion to challenge the chair.
If you're in favor of the chair.
If you're in favor of the chair, vote yes. If you are not in favor of the chair, vote no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine's yes. Tanaka votes yes. Andrea, Tona?
Yes. I thought Andrea. She was asking a question anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
What is this about?
Mark? Mark might be going off. Tom? Tom Buhas?
Tom votes no.
Tom votes no. Okay. Carol, Carol Wolfrey?
I vote yes.
Carol votes yes. Richard Wierenski? Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Philip? Maldari? Philip?
He's gone.
Okay, he's gone. All right. Let me go back. Daniel. Daniel Bolstrom? I'm not hearing you. Donna?
No.
Donna is no. Okay. And Chris Corey, you passed?
Yeah, all affirm.
Okay, yes. Brian Crowell?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. All right, and Leslie Howard?
No.
No, okay, Leslie is no. Christina Huggins is not here. So I think we got everybody. All right. Mark is gone too, right? Mark? Right.
Leslie did not vote no. She's not on the chat anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a tally, Aki?
Yeah, 11, yes. 6 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, good. Announce.
So the motion sustained.
7 in favor. Passes.
6 opposed.
And 6 yeah. opposed.
The chair's ruling is sustained.
The chair's ruling is sustained. It is now 2 o'clock.
I move to adjourn.
It is moved and seconded.
Second. Frank's motion should have been allowed. You had promised that he would be able to present a motion.
I moved to adjourn and it's been seconded.
The challenge to the chair
the
is
move
always
to adjourn
debatable.
Is higher ranking. So we will now.
You don't have to vote. Is there any objection to adjournment?
Is there any objection to adjournment?
Yes, I do object. The challenge to the chair is always debatable, number one. And number two, Frank's.
You know, mute word. The vote was taken.
Your point of order. We will now take a vote on adjourning. Raise your hand, your Zoom hand, for board members only, if you would like to adjourn. Those who would like to adjourn. Oh, Sue Cohen Johnson, I'm so sorry. We are, thank you. Okay. I am going to raise my hand. Reactions? Raise your hand.
I would
hand.
Like to know why the parliamentarian said a challenge is not debatable.
It is a challenge concerning the rules of speaking is not debatable.
A challenge concerning the rules of speaking is not debatable.
Citation.
Thank you.
Don't cater to this. Nonsense.
Excuse me, Chair, you're not an LSB member.
Right now I am seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
11.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm seeing 10.
Andrea,
11.
You,
11.
Me, Chris,
okay, never mind.
Back.
11, yes. Okay, everyone, lower your hands, please.
It's a citation for the ruling is, and Robert's Rules of Order, section 24.
Citation for the ruling is in section 24 of Robert's Rules of Order.
Part 2A5.
Part 2A5. Okay. Those who are opposed to adjourning, raise your hand.
I see 2, 3.
Okay.
The save chat function needs to be habilitated, please.
Please, you are out of order, Elizabeth.
I see
Thank
3
you.
Opposed to the motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
It passes.
Four.
Now four. Yeah. Only somebody was paying attention earlier. It would have been four earlier.
The motion to adjourn is adopted.
The motion to adjourn is adopted.